Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, my beautiful voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about why you just didn't leave the narcissist. Why did you continue to stay? Hey, it couldn't have been that bad if you stayed, correct? Why'd you stay? If it happened to me, I wouldn't have stayed. Hey, you're dumb for staying. I know a lot of people, when you're dealing with narcissistic abuse or trying to survive narcissists and things like that, or get past that relationship, a lot of people are going to ask you that question. So ask yourself that question. I feel like you need the answer to that question. I feel like finding an answer to that question can help you heal on this journey, on that journey, on your own personal journey. Because everybody's journey is going to be different. Everybody's time is going to be different. Everybody's experience is also going to be different. So I think a lot of people, what you have to realize is that when you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, you stay because you love. I don't think, like, again, I've said this before, I don't think you love the person totally anymore. I think you love the image that they portrayed to be. I think you loved who they were in the beginning, but eventually the love that you have for that narcissist or that toxic person, it waned away, it disappeared, it left, it flew away after the devaluation stage. So why do people keep going back to toxic situations when they know that they deserve better, or they think that they deserve better? Because if you say, I know I deserve better, you have to absolutely mean that. Because if you really felt like you deserve better, guess what you would do? You would go out and you would get better. You would go out and you would do better. You wouldn't tolerate this type of stuff. So I don't know if y'all heard it, the race car on the highway. I live off a highway. So You have to really truly believe that you deserve better, because a lot of people stay in this relationship because for different reasons. Some people say they want to stay because of the kids. Sometimes, and a lot of people leave because of the kids. If you stay in a toxic relationship for the kids, or are you actually staying for the kids? I want my kids to grow up in a two-parent household. Two-parent households are great. Are they? Two-parent households are great when not both of the parents will hate each other, or one parent hates the other one, or one parent is mistreating the other person, other parent consistently in front of the kids. Consistently in front of the kids, treating the other person terribly, demeaning the other person. So guess what? Imagine your kids growing up and treating their significant other like you're being treated. Because kids model what they say and what they see. They model what they see. So if you're getting treated like shit in front of your kids, they're going to they tend to turn out and treat their significant others or their spouses like shit. And you're going to hurt, and you're going to be like, oh, why did my kid have to turn out like this? And you're going to be mad as hell. You're going to try to blame the narcissist. But other people are going to blame you because y'all are a unit, right? A two-parent household. So both parents are going to get the blame. Damn, my kid is terrible. Who's going to get the blame? You think one parent? Oh, no, my significant other, my spouse is a narcissist. Why'd you stay in that relationship then? You have to answer these questions. A lot of people say they stay because of the kids. I don't know the exact number, but some people say they leave because of the kids. You have to find a strong enough reason to leave. You have to. You really, really, truly have to. Because like I said, I can say all day, every day that you deserve better. But if you don't believe it, then what's the point of me saying it? I can say, you don't know me. You don't know me from a hole in the wall. You know what I mean? You see me on the camera and stuff like that, talking to you right now, or you listening to me on my podcast, but you don't really know me. So you have to figure out you deserve better. Why do people stay? Because of the kids. Why do people stay? Because of money, financial situations. Yeah, financial abuse by a toxic person or a narcissist is a real, real thing. A lot of people experience financial abuse, especially if you like stay-at-home moms or stay-at-home dads, and the other person is in control of all of the finances. How do you leave if you don't have any kind of, if you haven't worked in 20 years? Yeah, I haven't worked in 20 years. I've been a stay-at-home parent for 20 years. How do I leave? They have control of the money. I have to ask the, you know, I have to ask for $20 to get diapers, to buy cool clothes, to buy school clothes and things like that. You have to ask to spend your own money. You literally have to open your mouth and ask somebody else to give you permission to spend money y'all supposed to be have together. You mean they financially abuse you? They put everything in their name. Sometimes they put everything in their name. So if you leave, you have nothing to your name but the kids or but yourself, but your own person. You know, financial abuse is a real thing. And sometimes they'll put everything in your name. So if you haven't worked in a long time, but somehow everything is in your own personal name, they can leave you with all that debt. They can walk away scot-free. Financial abuse has a very, very, you know, they can walk away scot-free. Hey, we're not, especially if you're not married. If you're not married and you put everything in your name, all the cars and stuff in your name, all the houses in your name, all the loans in your name, all the credit cards are in your name. They work, but they say that they get their own bank accounts and things like that. They can dip out on you and y'all split the bills, you know, or they're responsible for the bills. They can dip out on you or they can hold you hostage in a relationship like that because you can't afford to leave. So you have to make a financial plan too. You have to plan financially. Say you say, well, another reason you stay because of the kids, because of finances and things like that. You have to make a plan. Planning is key. You know, planning is key. Having a goal is key. Shout out to Heather Coleman Vaults, because that woman sat in a toxic relationship for 18 extra months to heal, and it's because she was being financially abused. Things like that. You see right there? Exactly like that. So if you're dealing with narcissists, toxic people or whatever, you have to be in control. Yeah, you have to make a financial plan. That's why I say you can't, like, this happens so much, y'all. It doesn't blow my mind. Sorry, y'all. It's a mouse. I've been looking for a mouse. That's funny. You have to be in charge. You have to take control of your own life. And don't eliminate all your friends and family for somebody, because when you do that, you're alone then. Why? Another reason you can't leave. You have no support system. You're going to leave and be on your own. Like, leave. I want to leave so badly. But if I leave, I'll absolutely 100% be on my own. I have no friends here. I have no family here. We moved across the country. We moved to a different country. We moved to a different state or whatever. I have no friends or family here. I have no one to lean on. All of the friends we know are their friends. I have nobody to lean on. You have to find online support groups or something like that. Women's shelters, men's shelters, whatever you need. I'm telling you, that happens too. You end up cutting all your friends and family off for love or for a shot at love. And then you end up getting the financial abuse, kids get abused, you get abused, and then you end up by yourself. Damn, I should have cut all my friends off. I'm lonely now. Of course you shouldn't have. People give up so much shit for the chance of love. It blows my mind. Absolutely blows my mind. I thought it was cute at first. They told me I couldn't have any male friends or I couldn't have any female friends. And then it turned out I couldn't have any friends. And then it turned out I had to cut my family out. I couldn't talk to my family. Now I'm by myself. I have no one to talk to because I abandoned everybody. Because everybody kept trying to warn me and stuff. A lot of people kept trying to tell me that this wasn't it. But you know what? They didn't know that. They don't know them. They don't know him. They didn't really know who they were, who I was dealing with. And so I thought I was smarter than them. And now I'm across the country by myself. You see, stop cutting your goddamn friends and family off for some cheek clap. Y'all be blowing my damn mind. Stop. If you've already done that, try to rekindle those relationships. But they said they swore they'd never talk to me again if I didn't want to leave the relationship. Well, it's time to leave the relationship or take your seat in this abusive relationship, and this is it right here. Don't complain. You can't complain. Like, y'all, if you cut all your friends and family off and you're embarrassed to reach out to them now, I need some support. You can't complain. Who are you going to complain to? Me? The narcissist in your life? The narcissist family? Their friends? Who are you going to complain to? You can cut off your complaints. You can't complain to yourself. You keep it to yourself. And you internalize that shit and it becomes poisonous. Because if you don't let it out your system, the longer this stuff sits in your system, the longer it sits on your mind and sits on your heart, the more toxic it becomes. That's why I tell people, you have to stop cutting everybody off for the shot. It's just the shot. Not even a guarantee. It swept me off my feet. It took me away from my family and friends. Now I'm by myself. Boop. Boop. Narcissists got you. They don't give a damn. Like, they don't feel sorry for me. Do narcissists really care about if they hurt my feelings? No. Why do they care if they hurt your feelings? They feel like because you stay, it's not hurting your feelings. Is it really hurting your feelings if you decide to stay? No. They don't think they're hurting your feelings. They don't care. I try to explain my feelings to them, and they just never listen. Why would they listen to your feelings if you're not going to leave? Why? Why are we having an argument or a conversation about your feelings if we're not going to, if you're not going to leave, if you don't have any way to hold me accountable, if you're completely by yourself, you need to cut all your friends and family off, if you, I done stuck you with some kids, I done stuck you with all the bills and stuff in your name. Like, listen to this stuff, how the traps happen. If you have successfully got out of this, or if you're single and looking to try to date, stop cutting all your goddamn friends and family off. Stop it. For a man or a woman, you don't know. Stop. If somebody else gives you some solid advice on your significant other, listen, take heed to it, and like, just listen to it sometimes. Stop being so goddamn selfish and just know-it-all type shit. We have this know-it-all attitude, like, you don't know them. I mean, look, boo, 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 boo. Then you end up looking stupid, and then you mad at everybody else. Everybody else could, all my friends and family left me alone because I cut them off. What? They don't want to hear from me anymore. Why would they? You wouldn't listen to them now. Now you need some help. So many people, y'all get blessed to have good friends that don't cut y'all asses off. I cut people off. You don't listen to me, you get one chance. If I give you some fire ass advice and you don't listen to me, bye. I'll block you on everything. Like, damn, Lee blocked me on everything. He ain't even talking to me no more. Nope. I gave you some fire advice. You didn't take heed to it. Bye. You on your own. Lee, you don't really. What happened to the empathy, Lee? I'm a narcissist. I keep telling y'all. I'll be like, if I give you some fire advice, I care. But if you take my advice, you don't listen to it, I don't care no more. You're like, damn, you really don't care no more, do you? Damn, man. Nope. It's hot out here in the shed. Y'all's getting hot outside. I got an air conditioner here. Plenty of air conditioner bleeds hot. Yo, stop letting these people trap you. The traps happen. Like cheese. Like little mouses, little narcissist cheese. Little narcissist lay the cheese on there, and you bite it up and you get trapped. Little empath tail get trapped in the trap. I can't go nowhere. I'm by myself. Yep. Stop letting them trap you. Kids, houses, everything. Remain, like, I know people like, you know, independence. Independence, you know, you can be in a, you can, so this is how, the non-narcissistic person typically views the relationship as a partnership. As a, you know, y'all working together to try to build these things up. The narcissist views y'all as two separate entities that just happen to be coexisting together. It is not a partnership. I need to be better than you. I need to hold you down to lift myself up. It is not a partnership. They're working against you. Typically, they're going to be your ops. Narcissists are going to be your competition. Damn, my husband compete with me. Yeah, they do. My wife doesn't ever root me on. Why would she? She wants to be better than you. Stand in your truth, y'all. Stand in your power. I done reached my limit on this video. I'll be trying to keep them under 12 minutes to get straight to the point. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm thankful for y'all. Y'all know, as always, like and subscribe for more. Subscribe for more. Mental illness is out. Peace. And my podcasters, y'all know I got to give y'all an extra few seconds. I'm super thankful for y'all. I'm super, extremely grateful for y'all. Like, I'm unbelievably grateful for y'all. I really, really am, y'all. I really am. Like, let's look on here. I know people be booking one-on-ones from the podcast. Like, what do you find me at? Oh, the podcast? Oh, we got 400 ratings, y'all. Yay. Who gave me a one star? Oh, my goodness gracious. Esther, look at this shit. Esther XOXO gave me a one star rating. I listen to your podcast every morning. When I'm feeling anxious or triggered, it helps me come to my senses. So, I have been feeling so much better. You give me so much closure. Thank you so much, my favorite narcissist. And gave me a one star rating. Esther XOXO, if you're listening to this, please go change that. You gave me a great review, but gave me a one-star rating. Come on now. I see now I'm about to get heated. I think there was an error. It's all good. Thank you. So Beach Life says, thank you so much. I'm divorcing my narc abuser, and your podcast is the first thing that really made me laugh in the year. Yay! I love it, y'all. Esther. Again, Esther XOXOXO. Please. I'm thankful for y'all. I really, really am. Thank y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Tune in. Thank you. Peace. Where's the app at? I use Audacity today.